spend lots of time on your device? Then spend some of that time with us. WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success. Coming up.
Is that a BlackBerry you're using? No, this is not the voice of Christmas past. Serious question, because BlackBerry is back. Kind of. It never went anywhere, but it's kind of making a comeback. I'll have the details for you coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. BlackBerries, you remember those? Most of us used to have one, if I remember correctly. It was a long time ago. While, yes, it is easy to walk around with our iPhones and Androids and poke fun, the company is still hanging in there and occasionally show some signs of life. They've just reported better than expected earnings numbers, and here to fill us in on the latest is Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Dummett, who is speaking from Waterloo, Ontario. That's BlackBerry headquarters. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you very much.
So let's just dive right in and cut to the chase. BlackBerry reported earnings. What's the damage? How'd they do?
They did actually quite well. I mean, they reported a loss overall, but that was expected. Investors' focus is really on how they did in terms of sales of software, mm-hmm. mobile security software and services. John Chen has essentially bet BlackBerry's turnaround on the sale of technology that companies use to manage their mobile phones on their corporate networks and other types of software that secure corporate networks and the devices on those networks. Historically, BlackBerry has been known as, you know, one of the leaders in the device-making business, but after a failed attempt in 2013 to compete in Apple and Samsung in the consumer market, it's had to completely change strategy and return to its core, focusing on the government and enterprise space. And if you look at the software sales, they were up significantly sequentially. That's the big thing, mm-hmm. because people want to see that John Chen, who's the CEO of BlackBerry, is spearheaded this strategy, is making progress in on a sequential basis in driving software sales higher. And this quarter stands in contrast to the previous quarter when software sales fell short of expectations, and it caused the stock to tank. By comparison, software sales are strong today, and the stock is way up. I think last time I looked, it was up 11 or 12%.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like they're making the right moves in terms of software. I'm curious about the flip side, hardware sales. Obviously, it recently launched the Priv, which is sort of it's kind of their attempt to compete with smartphone giants like iPhone and Samsung. How did that impact sales?
You know, they historically use their own operating system, but they've had to look at alternative solutions given the fact that BlackBerry phones have really fallen out of favor. Even the newer phones that BlackBerry's launched using its own operating system, there's been three main ones launched since September of 2014, and they really haven't made much of a dent. But this Priv, I mean, it was launched in November. BlackBerry's saying that, early sales look encouraging. Tellingly, perhaps they didn't disclose actual numbers. They say that it's too early to do that. People will start trying to extrapolate and probably come to the wrong conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
BlackBerry, though, has a lot riding on this phone. I mean, John Chen was telling reporters today at the headquarters here that if Priv proves successful, and we'll probably know that in the next couple of quarters, then they'll look to launch other Android power BlackBerries. The Priv competes with the high-end phones of Apple and Samsung. It costs about, I think, $699 unlocked. Mm-hmm. And I think going forward, BlackBerry, if they're going to launch new Android phones, they're going to be more mid-price phones to try to boost the volumes.
Right, and the competition's obviously steep, and, you know, the company did better than expected. What's the outlook moving forward now? Is this a positive reinforcement that they might be doing something right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a positive because software sales, which is really, the hardware business is tangential to the software business.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the profits are going to be made. That is where most of the growth is going to be made, or that's where BlackBerry is going to fail and run into trouble again. So the fact that they showed growth in software this quarter, and John Chen indicated that based on contracts they've won for their software, based on acquisitions they've made several acquisitions, five, I believe, spending close to a total of $1 billion over the last year or so on acquisitions to, you know, buy software, security-type software that can augment their software sales. Those deals are going to start generating revenue going forward. At least BlackBerry's counting on that happening. And so, you know, John Chen is optimistic. He tends to say that, you know, we're still on track. We've had some disappointment with, it could be handsets or one quarter software. It could be, or disappointment with software another quarter.
Right.
But overall, he seems to think that they continue to be on plan, and he certainly didn't waver from that view.
Yeah, you never know. Stranger things have happened. We could all be walking around with BlackBerries again one day. Ben Dummett, thanks for joining the podcast.
All right, thanks.
That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcast if you want to receive the latest updates. You can also check us out at WSJ.com/podcast, where you can find all of our podcasts, and subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal Newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.